We continue on with our locker room chat for Jackson Heights tonight. KNCA 103.9. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warum, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. And we're joined now by Cobras basketball coach on the boys' side, that is Brett Plattner. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Let's dive into it. And we'll get to the win against Oskaloosa on Tuesday night. But, you know, last week we talked a little bit. You guys were coming off that win over Valley Falls. But since then, going really back to your last four games, you guys have won three of those after starting the year 0-4. What's the feeling like around the team now, maybe compared to when we were talking a couple weeks ago?
There's a lot more buy-in and belief amongst the boys. Once you get your first win, it's a lot easier to create and send the message that you want to send and show that what we're working on in practice, the things we've committed to on the defensive end and the drills we do in practice, while they may be difficult in nature, that they do pay off and ultimately can get us some of those victories, like you mentioned, versus Valley Falls. Got a victory versus McLouth on Friday, and like you said, three of the last four, including Oskaloosa on Tuesday. So really, it helps with the overall buy-in of the program. The morale is pretty high right now. They see that the effort and the energy that they're putting into practices is translating to the game setting.
Yeah, winning three of your last four, and that one loss was to a very good ACCHS team in a makeup game this past Saturday. But let's talk about the win at Oski on Tuesday, 50-40. What were a few key takeaways there?
We actually started the game very, very slow. I don't know if it was kind of just feeling out the game, feeling out the intensity and the pace at which we were going to play at. But at some point in the second quarter, we upped our aggression levels a little bit, started getting out quicker in transition, moving the ball with a little faster pace, and the shots started to follow after that. And halftime, we took a four-point lead into half and kind of built that up to about 7-8 points there in the third quarter, and were able to, unlike some of our games previously, we were able to better close out the game, keep our spacing, grind some clock, get some good possession. So kind of what we talked about last week versus Valley Falls, kind of faltering at the end and making it a closer game than it was previously. We've learned from some of those instances, and that's made us better moving forward.
Midseason tournament time is right around the corner, but another league game coming up on Friday against Jefferson County North. Take us through that game prep a little bit, and what kind of game do you ultimately expect?
JCN has a bunch of high-level athletes. They're pretty big. They're pretty physical. They go about 8-9 deep, and their coach really has them bought in and playing hard. Just reviewing the scores last night around the NEKL, JCN and ACCHS had a pretty close battle in which it sounds like JCN was leading for a majority of the game in some cases. So we definitely know that we're going to have to bring our A game on Friday at home, and JCN and Jackson Heights is always a very tough battle, very physical game that everybody's pretty bought into. So we know that the one thing that we're lacking right now as a team is finding consistency, whether that be on the offensive and defensive end. And we have a chance coming off of Tuesday's game to find some of that consistency and show that we can do positive things on the offensive and defensive end at a high rate consistently and not falter and kind of ride the roller coaster as a team that we've kind of been doing so far.
There it is, Jackson Heights boys basketball coach Brett Plattner joining us, his team winners of three of their last four, coming off a win over Oski on a Tuesday, getting set for Jefferson County North at home on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much as always. Good luck Friday against JCN. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brendan.